Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Three Sillies. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Europe. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part 3, with more for you to see. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. The handsome young man had been travelling for some time when, suddenly, he heard lots of people shouting. He looked towards the sound and saw a large group, maybe 30 or 40 people, and they all looked very scared. They were running across a field towards a lake. Some had spades, some had rope, and others had buckets. It looked as if they were all really worried about something. Being the hero of this story, the handsome young man wanted to help. So he shouted to them, "Excuse me, but what on earth are you doing?" Some of the people saw him and began waving him over, saying, "Please, help us! We need your help! Please, come now!" Because he was the hero of this story, the handsome young man wanted to help, so he was already steering his horse towards them as he said,
"Why? What's the problem?"
The people said,
"It's the moon! The moon has fallen into the lake! We have to rescue it! Please help us!"
Do you think the moon could have fallen into a lake? Still, the handsome young man was the hero of this story, so he looked at the lake to see how he could help. And he could see the moon right there in the water. But when he looked up, he could see the moon in the sky as well. So he said to the people,
"That's not the moon in the lake. It's the reflection of the moon. Look, you can still see the moon in the sky. You can't rescue a reflection. You'll just get wet and muddy. You might even drown."
But the large group of people didn't listen. They just jumped into the lake and started trying to rescue the reflection of the moon. The people with spades began to dig. The people with ropes tried wrapping a rope around the reflection. The people with buckets tried emptying the water from the lake. Soon they were all very wet, very muddy, and tied up in knots. So now, what do you think the handsome young man said?
"Now what was silly? And in fact, I've now seen far more than 3 silly people. My silly was worried about something that could happen. But these sillies were all doing something that made no sense at all. So maybe my silly wasn't really that silly after all. So I shall head back to my own dear silly, and we shall get married. And we shall live happily ever after for the rest of our lives."
And that is exactly what they did. That was the tale of The Three Sillies. Thank you for sharing it with me. We'll be back next week with a story about a woodcutter who receives a very special, magical gift from nature itself. You won't want to miss it. So make sure you don't, check that you're subscribed to this podcast. And don't forget, if you become an epic explorer, you can enjoy every story all at once. To listen to, read with pictures from incredible artists, and even watch me tell them to you. There are 2 new stories every month, plus 2 bonus stories that only epic explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour over 30 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!